Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. Everybody, yeah. Take two, yeah. Everybody, rock your body right. Bianca's back. All right. Last week on Keith and the Girl, here for another episode with your favorites and mine. It's Hemda and it's Keith Malley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us on again. This is so nice. I love when I get rebooked.
I can't get anyone else. Nobody else will do the show. I've been asking.
Can I tell you I'm a little nervous about your energy?
Yeah. Okay.
Why are you happy?
Well, people were talking about J-Fod last week, and today, of course, we'll talk about Jess Wood. It's an energy... And right, you're making a funny facial twitch right now. It's kind of what I hear in the voice. And are you okay? Because I've learned that smiles don't always mean okay.
Well, to quote the party line, I'm not so good that I seem like an asshole. But I'm not bad enough that you have to check on me. Or am I? No, I'm having a good day. I had a terrible weekend, and for some reason, having to work like on Monday just puts me in a better mood because I don't feel so wayward and useless. And also, I wasn't feeling great this weekend, and then today I started feeling better. So, you know, you caught me in a good mood, man.
Good.
Nothing to worry about, Keith.
It's confusing to Keith when he sees somebody just above a normal level of happy.
Well, any feelings. I'm like, hold on. I'm seeing a color.
You're not the only person who can enjoy this pandemic, Keith.
Okay, you good. Know, good.
Leave some for the rest of us, okay?
Sure. Enjoyment only makes more enjoyment. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm wearing some new sweatpants that my mom bought me that are very comfortable.
Excellent. We haven't talked in a bit though about your health, and you bring that up. Is that what was aching?
Well, yeah, and I think I might have a urinary tract infection.
From sex?
No, from
baking bread. It's got to be one of these.
From baking bread in my vagina.
It's a yeast issue.
I never saw how bread was made, but it's got to be a private situation.
You think sausage is bad to see how that's made. Wait till you see bread. Well, I don't know what caused it, and I don't even know if it's true. I just know that I keep peeing every 5 seconds I have to pee, and then I squeeze a little bit out. It's like it doesn't ever feel complete. So,
have you tried cranberry juice?
Right up there.
Yeah.
In the asshole, and then it flushes it out into the front.
Yeah, like a neti pot enema situation. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not comfortable to see. Yeah, but it gets it done.
Of course, I tried that first thing.
I'm picturing, and who knows, but I'm picturing me, if I had leukemia and then anything that ever happened, I'd Google. So did you Google tiny bladder, leukemia, pee
a lot,
leukemia?
Yeah, I Googled like urinary retention, but it's all the hits are like about men with enlarged prostates. Mm. So it's not really a lady problem so much. But I got a pee test today when I got my blood drawn today. I was like, here, take some pee too. We'll see what's going on with that, you know. All of my fluids, just take them. But I had a hard time. I had got a little bit of stage fright, so I had to use two kits. And I was in the bathroom for like a really long time just trying to squeeze something out. And then, of course, on the walk home, I had to go so bad.
There is a thing, like I've peed on a stick before for like pregnancy test or whatever, probably just for pregnancy test. And right before I start, I'm always like, wait, are people good at this? Because I suck. And inevitably, I get pee on my hand. I don't know where the flow is or where it's going to start. And I'm like, is this what it's like for some people to look for the clit? Because I think the clit is easier to find.
Then the pee hole.
Then the, like, yeah, where's the pee gonna start coming
from? I have no idea. I have no idea. It's like sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's slow, sometimes it's a trickle, sometimes it's very hot. You know what?
All the forums people who comment about your pee. We want to know.
Well, this is a good sort of foreshadowing for the Kevin Allison episode, but we can't jump ahead. But yeah, I'm doing okay health-wise. I feel like my platelets are low but stable. They've been stable. They've stabilized, so we're just going to ride it out, see what goes on, and I'm not allowed to like do extreme sports.
And wow. So you can't jump into that cave that you were planning on.
Yeah. No. So
I'm not allowed opening up 10 browsers at the same time.
Yeah. If anybody asks, why haven't you been riding your bike? I can say, because I'm not allowed. Doctor's orders. But speaking of riding a bike, like going round and round in circles really fast, like sort of cuckoo bananas, we have episode 3267, Quarantine Friendly with Jess Wood.
Right. Now, even before it started, when we do a little mic check now, you know, it's all, everything's a to-do in this new world. And sometimes this is, and how good Xerxes is that he put together a presentation that people can easily follow.
What a guy. What the,
you know, a little slideshow.
Shout out to him.
And it's, you know, it's drawn in crayons, so everybody feels safe, but it still doesn't feel like it's talking down to you at the same time. She was hyperventilating, not being able to figure this out. And part of the problem, too, was, let me recommend this to people, because everything's a Zoom room nowadays. Let the person in charge do what they do, and then you go with it. But what people's problems are is they get embarrassed or nervous, and they try to figure out things quick. And they're like, okay, so then you're saying my speaker. No, what we're going to do with your speaker. Okay, how about I do this? And they plug the speaker into their TV. They throw it out the window. Is this bad? It's like, no, we're going to tell you. So anyway, she's fucking hyperventilating to the point where I say to Henda, I'm like, let's forget the Zoom. We can't see each other. Only audio. And I mean, she's like... And at one point she says, you know what? I'm going crazy. Just being honest, going fucking crazy. So I say, let's forget the Zoom room and we're in the regular thing. And she goes, so why'd we quit the other thing? And I go, you know, it just seemed like it was bothering you. So, no, it wasn't. I do Zoom all the time. And I'm like, okay. And then Henda said, we just thought it'd be easier if we didn't. Like she knows how to talk to people more than me. And we go, okay. So what I meant to say was, this is more fun without seeing you. So here we go. And then, you know, and she bounced back. But yes, she was getting frustrated and probably just out of embarrassment. Like, I hope I'm not letting these people down. It started with energy.
Yeah, it's good to know that she did let you down. I'm glad to know that.
What did you think of the episode?
Were you nervous, Henda, before things started?
I could see that look in her face start happening where when people can't follow technological instructions, then it really is like, go to this tab and go here. And people get frustrated right away. I've definitely gotten frustrated right away. I've had to learn to be like, if you, like Keith said, if you just listen, we'll tell you, but you just want to not be the one who's behind or whatever. So I started noticing she was getting agitated. And so we kind of took a breath before we started. And I know also, you know, we've all been in that place, but once we are doing the thing we like to do, she likes telling stories. She likes sharing. She likes talking. So I knew like everyone calmed down just enough before we started that the microphone of it, you know, the stage of it, she'll come back. She's a great storyteller. You know what I mean? I know that she's going to, once you hit record, it's going to all be there.
Right.
Yeah. And everybody on the forums was so excited to hear from her. And I think the jolt of energy, even though it was probably, I mean, it was overwhelming for me because I'm a type of anxious person who just like freezes when things are too intense. And I get like even slower. And that's why everyone thinks I'm so chill, because I'm so overwhelmed that I've just like slowed all the way down. So when I am interacting or listening to a person who's on overdrive like that, it makes me go like, whoa, halt. But I think the jolt of energy was what the listening audience needed this week to sort of get them, you know, back in the game. We're doing right. pandemic and my life might be bad, but at least I don't have a homeless pirate with, you know, crack and doing stealing or whatever he was doing. I feel
and
like
that's why. And that's not when I kicked him out. Like, oh my God. House is on fire. Literally. Yeah.
I know. It's amazing to me when people can be like that honest about how they are mm-hmm. and not try and lie to be like, well, I did the right thing. Kind of. I love when people are like, and then I still fucked up. I can't imagine yep. that type
I
of
doubled down.
Openness. Yeah. yeah.
I love it. And I love it. Like, you know, a lot of times we can do that in hindsight a little clearer and faster or just, you know it better. She's just hindsight's right there 5 seconds after it happened, you know? So, and I think we got a mix of response of, whoa, we did need that energy and it was so good. And I love that. Or, and also like, hey, is that okay to be that, you know, enthusiastic, or is it okay to have fucked up like that? You know, because yeah. I think what happens is people start getting embarrassed for you, and it's not yeah. necessarily what you need, but it's what happens sometimes. So I think she's good with herself, you know?
I know. I like. Love it. I love yeah. to hear it.
Yeah, me too.
And her escapades with regard to pandemic sexual experiences. I think that was the poll, right, Keith?
Yes. She had mask sex. Supposedly, while they were having sex, the mask was on the entire time, which I see her as a very honest person, but I don't see how possibly, I don't want to brag, the mask could stay on. I don't understand that.
I could see how it could stay on. I don't see how it matters.
Not when she's describing chandelier sex, you know? But not when she's describing the wheelbarrow. I don't know what she's doing over there. But somehow the mask isn't slipping under the nose.
Maybe it's like a tight one.
It's nice pretty woman tight. Rules.
It's yeah. a leather strap on the back of the mask. Like, you knee the back of the person.
Or maybe maybe they, you know, cover each other's mouth and nose anyway as part of the fun. You know,
here I guess. Well, sure. Bianca, have you ever done that? Oh, I got the poll results. Don't worry. You don't even have to answer. Have you had quarantine mask sex? No one in our audience says they have. No one.
Huh.
We have like, you know, should we bring back Hitler? Because we ran out of poll options. We get one person. No one has had quarantine mask sex.
Not yet.
Jess would.
They
not
didn't
yet.
Have
Everybody's
the idea until now. Now they're like, actually, I might try that.
Yeah, people are standing in line for frozen margaritas now, so we'll see.
Do you want to hear a behind the scenes about this episode?
Of course I do. What else are we here for?
Okay,
Bianca, can I tell you a thought? Okay, I'm the first.
Please don't ask if you can tell me something. Just tell me something.
But it's top secret.
I want to be invited back on.
Okay. Permission granted, but watch yourself.
Thank you. Okay. So right before that happened, and so it was, things were a little, we didn't
wacky.
Need any more. Yeah. So in that wacky mode, we started, and about, I would say 9 minutes in, she said something like, I got candles, and it wasn't just whatever candles. And then, you know, and we were on mushrooms, and then I don't hear her anymore. And I'm like texting Keith, but you know, he's not paying attention to his phone. I don't know what to do. I hear Keith and I don't see the lines moving, indicating that the audio lines indicating that somebody's talking. But then I hear Keith going, uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, he hears her. And then all of a sudden I hear her again. She goes, and then the house is on fire. And I'm like, what's, and oh my God, I miss so much. And I'm like, I can't stop this. I have to trust that it's being recorded and that Keith has it. And then anytime I chime in, it'll be okay. Because throughout that episode, all of a sudden she'd be like, and my mom. And then that's how I got a gunshot wound to the head. So it
you
was just.
And maybe the first time it stopped, tell me if I'm wrong, Ham, that like 10 minutes or so, maybe you would have said something. But because of what already happened, you're like, no, I can't.
Yeah, I would never let the show go like that. But this is the first time that I was like, I'm going to deal with these technical difficulties and feel my way in the dark.
Well, now that you mention it, I recall thinking to myself, Hemda's been pretty quiet for a while at certain points. But I think only a very sharp-eared listener would know that you would have chimed in.
I considered, because every once in a while when the voice, she'd come back and then she'd drop out and Keith would go, ha, ha, ha. I almost went, I should laugh when he laughs. I decided, like, that's stupid.
Well, you played it off beautifully. I mean, you, I mean, it's so hard to, because I know that, you know, the three of us have had a couple technical difficulties over the past few weeks, but it's really tough when you're like in show mode and then you have to break the illusion and be like, yeah, I don't know what's going on, my computer. It's like, it's bad. It feels like all the wind is taken out of your sails. So I totally get not wanting to stop and just being like, yeah, house on fire sucks, I think.
Right. Unless you wanted it, right.
Unless you like that with part of no kink shaming or whatever, you know.
But Keith didn't feel it, which means one of two things happened. One, he just, you know, you didn't hear it. But two, he had a great show with less of me. He's just like, finally, I can breathe in here.
There was a time in the beginning, and I'm not sure if it was about the Al Pacino movie. Did you hear us talk about the Mamet movie? The David Mamet movie?
The one where she had a gun in her.
Yeah.
I heard gun in my mouth, and then I think it dropped out, and I'm like, fuck. But I already know the story, but.
Right. Right. I think it was during then where I was like, huh, that's interesting. Like, we're just talking, and I'm not sweating, and I'm not nervous like she has to jump in, but I'm like, okay, anyway. So, when you met, blah, blah, blah.
Hemda has okay. Nothing to say? Nothing. Right. Never in the history of me knowing Hemda does she have nothing to say.
Right. I saw half of Godfather. Like, I knew she wasn't watching this Al Pacino story.
Yeah, like, Keith and Jess are driving in a car and Hemda's like hanging onto the bumper like, right. Fire's bad. Ugh.
Right. Oh, man.
Nice going.
Thank you.
Moving on. Mm-hmm. Episode 3268, Grill Marks with Kevin Allison.
Now, picture, I'm sorry, let's go back for 1 second. Picture Zoom was working, but then the audio wasn't working and she saw your face.
You'd see me. Well, yeah, I'd prefer not.
No, Hemda would be fine. She'd just be nodding, like, right. Smiling.
Probably. Hopefully not too racist.
Namaste.
Right.
Right. I'm just like, please, I'm not going to fake agree with anything. I'm not going to fake laugh because I don't know if I agree or laugh at everything these two people say. So I'm just going to keep it safe and go, that's a story. Anyway, Keith.
Yeah, Hemda never used to think we should bring the R word back, but this is interesting.
Okay, we have to talk about urine. We have to get to it. Listen, I sort of understand this, the thrill of this, because not because I am a pee sex person, but recently I did pee into a yogurt container in someone's car. Because the bathrooms weren't open in a public area. And it was the thrill of a lifetime.
This is a small yogurt container?
No, it was a large yogurt container. Okay.
The Greek yogurt, right? The Greek?
Yeah, it was a big sort of a yogurt. So I went to the beach and nothing is open. So my friend, I had to pee in her car. We were all masked up and we were, you know, everyone was safe. But let me tell you.
I'm sorry. Was the ocean an option?
Too cold, Keith. What do I look like? A friggin' seal?
No, just a crazy person that goes to a cold beach.
It's too cold to get in the water. Anyway, I peed in the car And it was a thrill of a lifetime. So I think I get it. I think I get what all the fuss is about. And you know what else was fun? Bringing the pee out of the car and being like, well, I'm all set for lemonade. And then putting it on the on the ground. Anybody wants? No? Okay. And then, yeah, we had a good time.
Ah, dirty.
Good for you.
That's me. And then Hemda, you got peed on by your lover as well. And Keith, what's your peeing situation?
I pee in Gatorade bottles for fun, so I still feel like I'm out and about, even though I'm stuck at home. Other than that, not really any games with it.
I think the weirdest part of Xerxes peeing on me is that I am in my closet and he's right outside and I'm just telling pee stories about us into a camera. So it is different when you go to the studio and tell about your love life. And then because I'm like, oh, did you hear the show? And I can't remember if he said yes or no. But when he says yes, he heard the show, I'm like, well, it doesn't end there. Now I need validation. Okay. And if he didn't hear the show, I'm like, oh, we talked about you. And he's like, really? And I'm like, you didn't hear your name. You didn't perk up. Yeah, nothing. Okay. All right. Well, then I talked about you.
Well, Kevin tried to do a self-pee satisfaction. I don't know if he was joking or not. I can't tell.
No. Kevin Allison is not joking. He does not joke about urine. And all sex acts are true.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
now this guy did something like in the woods for his first time and everybody took a turn peeing on him. Yeah, all this stuff is real.
Yeah, but like if it's about being sexy, why would peeing in a glass and then drinking it? Like that's
why is masturbation fun?
You know, it's not, Hemda. Actually. So
okay, we've come to the root of the problem.
Counterpoint. No, I think it's great. I totally get it because I used a bathroom in a car and it was the most fun I've had in months. So
right.
I get it.
Did you smell it?
No, I was just like everyone set for lemonade. Okay. Right. Bye. And then we moved on with our lives.
Right. But, you know, everything great. You want to do more than once.
I did do it twice, actually. We were
in the same container.
Yeah, we had a way to clean it out.
They go. Here's by somebody else's pee. Long story, but that's a very healthy woman. And it's not. It doesn't spray all over. I always picture like
no.
A hose
there's like
with a
whole system that we devised.
Funnel.
I wish, man. I wish I could get one of those funnels so that I could stand up. Maybe I'll look into it.
Right.
Maybe I'm really into pee stuff. I have to talk to Kevin.
You got to tell me what this system can be. What, like you're making splints for each lip? What are you doing? What do you mean a system?
So what you do is you put the driver's seat all the way forward. Okay?
Okay.
And then you go into the car, into the back seat. Okay. And you position yourself so you're like looking out the window of the back seat. You're squatting. And one of you have enough room so that like one of your legs is sort of leaning against the center console. And one of your legs is leaning against the back seat. So you're like in the well of where your feet would be.
Okay.
You hold the yogurt container underneath you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
PPP, you're looking out the window, you're scouting it out, and
are you whistling or singing or anything?
You're just being like, wait, where did I put that? You know?
So and so, right.
You put the cover on,
mm-hmm.
Pull your pants up, get out of the car, and then you do the lemonade gambit, which is maybe the best part.
But half of that sounded like you were saying about how Jess Wood describes sex.
Right. Yeah, I mean it's pretty exciting.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
How long ago was this?
I think it was like a week or two ago.
Okay, it's so hard when I hear on Diamond Dogs. I'm talking with the boys, but James, talks about going to the park. And I think I figured out that he's not social distancing in the park. And I know he's with a group of people. That's my guess. But it's hard to tell now that people could, if you be like, I know Bianca's obviously behaving and she's nervous about her health. So I don't even question it. But now when people say beach and park and stuff, I wish there was a fucking follow up every single time.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a risk to tell that story because I don't want to be, accused of being a jerk, but,
right.
You know, it was with a friend who has been quarantined for the same amount of time as me, with no symptoms. We were masked and gloved the whole time. So we were only really close in the car. And then when we got outside, we were far apart. And it was kind of early in the month. So, I mean, there were kind of a few more people there than was comfortable. And I was definitely at certain points like, this is not a good idea. But, you know, it was kind of a one-time thing. It was a nice day. Maybe it was a mistake. Maybe it wasn't. But at this point, I'm okay. They're okay. So I guess you just have to be as conscientious as you can be and try not to be too risky, you know, but something's got to give sometimes or else, you know, you go insane.
Right. It would be nice if you saw people with shirts like 1 to 10 and it said the number of their safety. Yeah. Like I pick up newspapers, but I swear I'm a solid 8.
I do notice that we all complain about how everybody else is doing it wrong at one point or another, you know, in the beginning of a call that you make on Zoom before you start the recording or whatever. It's like, I was walking by this guy. He didn't even have a mask, you know, and I don't know. We're all doing something wrong.
Yeah, I've tried really hard to kind of let that go. And I subscribe to the mind your own business in public philosophy. Like, I really don't like it when people yell at people for doing, you know, it's like just, maybe that's a personal failing on my part because I don't like that type of confrontation. But I feel like for the most part, people really are trying their best.
Plus, you're New York strong, so we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. Are you New York strong?
No, I'm New York tough.
Okay.
Oh, good. I fucked
actually.
It up.
Yeah. I'm just thick in New Orleans.
But Kevin is alone, and you know, that's too bad. But good thing we all pee because everything is sexier in that way.
Would be like picture you're, I don't know, picture you're an alcoholic, but every time you pee, you're just peeing booze that you can't drink. Like, that'd be sad. It's got to be tough for him, you know?
For sure.
Keith, poll was what?
Keith, if you surprised Kyle in the middle of the shower and just peed on her, would she think that's funny?
Yes.
Would you think absolutely. It's funny?
Well, if I'm the one doing it, I wouldn't think it's horrible. That'd be a weird test.
Do you think that's funny to do?
I've never done it.
Okay.
So it's not on my top 10 jokes.
When you get to our level of comedy.
Right. Right. you guys explain your feelings more. You know, I'll catch up. You copy everything I do, but then I have to catch up when it comes to the feelings thing. The poll was, are you able to comfortably laugh during sex? And the results are 3% say no. I can't laugh during sex. I need to be, you know, in the moment. I don't know if you're laughing at me, whatever the reason.
That's fair.
But I can't believe that it's not more than 3%. Mm-hmm. Because in my personal life, the people I've been around, it's way more than 3%. You can't, and I don't know what you think. I'm not laughing at you like I'm in Cape Fear. Something funny happened. We're giggling. There's, you know, I remember I tell this little story, but I was having sex with somebody. She got this. Nice. Laughter isn't really involved. It felt so good. It felt
nice. Nice.
And she got a foot cramp and she gets up and she massages the foot and she like jumps around and she gets it back. And then we go back to having sex. And I'm like, and I was surprised. I almost thought from people I've been with, this has to be the end. Like, this is the end. The mood is ruined. You're obviously done. And yeah. I told her this story. I'm like, that was sexy to me. And she's like, why? I'm like, you're right. Why? But it was. I'm like, that's, yes. Why can't you just go back? Yeah, so many people I've been with, like, you know, something weird would happen and then that loses the mood. So I'm surprised by 3%.
I know, because it's a very vulnerable situation. So I can understand why people might not find their sense of humor right away. Like, you can be fine, but maybe not laugh at the moment. I like laughing, but
I think it's probably a hard thing to do, like, self-reporting on. You want to be like, yeah, I'm the kind of cool, cool as a cucumber person who laughs, and then you're not.
Yeah, right. I can't have sex if I'm angry or if we had a fight, but we know we love each other and sex is supposed to make it better. That's weird to me. But if it's all good feelings, yay. I grow an extra inch.
I love that for you. All right, move on.
Okay, I love it for the ladies, yes.
Episode 3269. Nice.
Nice. It's,
where's the beef?
Hello.
With Steve Sharippa.
Yep.
Wow. How fun is it to log in to your fave podcast, Keith and the Girl, and see a guest like that? During a pandemic? What are we, winning the lottery every day? It was so exciting.
You like him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him a lot. And he has no problem, obviously, shitting on celebrities.
Love
shitting
that.
I said this then, but he has a problem with Robert De Niro. He'll say, Robert De Niro is the original Soprano. They mentioned Godfather in the Sopranos, not, you know, acting like they're in this same universe that we're all in. And he goes, well, sorry, I got a fucking problem with Robert De Niro. He's a piece of shit, blah, blah,
rude.
Blah.
He was rude to me, and he hurt my feelings, and he wasn't very nice. So.
And that's the thing. He's not, like, reporting back. He's like, this guy was a dick to me. Facts are facts. I love it, and he's so sweet. And then, I don't know, like, you make him laugh, and it's just like, oh, I made you laugh. Yeah.
Well, I tried to watch The Sopranos during this, you know, stay-at-home time, and I got pretty well into the second season. I might try and pick it up again now that I've heard him and that I've heard there's a podcast, because I think it was tough for me because it's so, like, serious.
Like too macho or just too, just like not too much drama?
Serious. Oh, God, save it. You know, give me a little silly song and dance kind of show. I can't handle real emotions, you know?
Yeah, like I don't know if Keith ever says the phrase, and I say it a lot, want to watch something stupid? Keith, you ever say that?
No, because
That's my main genre. They should have a genre. Watch something dumb. And they can't decide that you go in there because as a person who made the movie, you might hurt your feelings. But you could opt in. Yes, I'm in the let's watch something dumb category.
Because the chances are so big watching something good ends up being something dumb.
That's when
I'll get my something dumb.
No, it's not. I hate this thing. It's, I don't even know why I'm watching this. I could half watch it. It's light. It's airy.
Well, that's different. You're talking about scrubbing toilet TV. I mean, where you're sitting down and you're focused.
Toilet TV.
Yeah, I always got to watch. No matter what it is, I got to watch or why are we watching it?
So you don't ever scrub toilet TV?
Never.
Oh, see?
That's so weird to me because I basically only do the toilet scrubbing kind.
Right, but I heard about you and piss. You know, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, baby. Hot stuff. I think I take it on. You know, it does affect me emotionally. I'll be in a bad mood if I watch a show and something sad happens to my fave friends, because they're my only friends right now.
For stupid TV, there's plenty of stuff that still I hope would be good. But I like the new Seinfeld special. That's when I'll be in a stupid mood.
I did watch it.
And?
I laughed.
Okay.
Lock me up, guys. Handcuff me. Throw me in jail.
I heard like his best of called I'm Telling You for the Last Time, which, by the way, that he kept telling us. But anyway, and I love that. So I'm sure I will like it. I'm not really just shitting on it. But, you know, the guy has a bunch of stories. I'd like to hear the real ones. But he's not that type of person. I get it. Yeah. But that's as stupid as I would go.
Okay. I think, yeah, that was a light read.
Yes.
Is what I would call it. It was definitely hit play. Are you gonna die of laughter? No, but I did crack up when he said women are definitely, you know, better at feelings or something like that. They're good at communication, something very positive. And he's like, and you know this because when they run out of real scenarios, they go into hypotheticals. And the way he landed it was so, I'm like, oh, I just did that today.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to me to watch him do stand up because it's like so cold and calculated. There's no like emotion to it. He
prides himself on that.
Yeah, he's just doing a math problem. It's like he's on the doing a big chalkboard math problem. Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, to me, that's interesting. But more interesting is Steve Sciarippa only using a flip phone. Mm-hmm. What a legend. I love this guy. Call me. You need to talk. Call me. Can we get him on Only in New York?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to ask him, you know, rapid fire, let's do this show, let's do that show. But, and also he's moving today. So I want to wait a couple of days before, like, having another ask.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be great.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think it is? Do you think it is just like, hey, I know the phone, so I'll just leave it like that? Or is it so he's not bothered by people?
I think a lot of time people don't like to introduce a new complication. You know, right. It's like you have to learn something new. Then you have to be accountable to people who want to send you YouTube links. And have you ever gotten a YouTube link and been like, you really want me to spend 4 minutes? Like, how dare you? You know?
I get nervous if you send me, let's say, a 4-minute click, but if it comes into my text, that means you just gave me homework.
Ugh, like, God.
I don't necessarily have the 4 minutes right now, but that means I have to like set aside 4 minutes so I could properly respond to this video. And sometimes I just don't get to it. I don't know. It is like, hey, Keith, want to watch something stupid? No? Well, I sent you the link. So, okay.
Yeah, you have an iPhone, so you're, you know, now you have to do what I tell you.
For the poll,
that being said, please share our show. They have to listen.
We asked, do we reopen American businesses? And Hemda and I took a little too long trying to figure out how to word it just right without being leading. And we came up with, yes, there are sacrifices for business as usual. No, it will cause more deaths. And by the way, then the next day I pick up the newspaper and the cover is like, is just like that, a poll. Yes, we open it. No, we don't. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I'm the only one buying papers and you're listening. So
interesting, huh?
But when it showed people that said yes, it was like, yes, says the mayor of Staten Island. No, says blah, 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 health expert. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, the thing that's been absolutely infuriating the past couple days is reading about how Cuomo and de Blasio, like, basically their egos prevented this from being much less bad in the beginning. Like, they don't like each other. They have like a quote unquote rivalry and they're not good at working together. And basically there's a report that just came out in ProPublica that says like essentially that if they had shared information sooner and gotten on the same page sooner, thousands fewer people would have died to this point. So I think like it's not on the individual. Of course, it's on us as citizens to do our part. But on some level, it is like this structural thing where the onus is just placed on us as citizens. Like, should we reopen? Should we go out? Should where there's this serious lack of like cohesive leadership all across the board, all across the nation. And it's really, I think, important to, it, you know, I have this as a little bit of a soapbox, but just to say, like, rather than getting angry at your neighbors or your friends, you know, think about the leadership that we have and what you can do locally to keep your community safe from that perspective. Not to be a huge bummer on this comedy show, but come on.
I agree with you. And now's the perfect time to legalize weed. You want us to stay home? Give us the thing that does that.
Especially in New York.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think of de Blasio and I think of Cuomo and, you know, we're calling him Daddy Cuomo now and everyone's satisfied with his updates. And
I'm sorry. Are we?
Yeah.
A lot of people are calling themselves Cuomo-sexuals.
Yeah, he's got a good reputation. I do like his updates. They do seem very straightforward. But then you kind of like think about it for a second. You keep pushing legalizing weed. And why is that? There's not really a reason. And it's because of these influences that shouldn't actually be influencing you. It's because you want to get reelected and you might not be as likable, but you know it'll help the finances of the state and you know it'll help a lot of people and you just don't want to do it. And I know that it always seems like I'm just kind of, you know, grasping for when weed is going to be legal and it's just pushing my own agenda, but it doesn't add up. I do like his updates. I do like how straightforward he is. I like how he talks, but I can't help but to think when he says this is not politics, I'm like, you're all about politics. You're a politician and you always will be. Sorry.
We can't have weed, but a rabbi can chew foreskin like bubblegum.
See, I need to start putting it in Keith's way of putting it. You gotta listen to that.
Yeah, you should do like PR for these these political actors.
Just some touch ups, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, I just want everybody to be fucking chilling, safely, high, ganja, 420, bro. You know me. I'm a friend to the fucking, you know, bong brotherhood.
Okay. That is what they call it.
So
so for the poll, do we reopen America? Yes, there are sacrifices, business as usual. No, it will cause more deaths. 20% say yes. I understand sacrifices means deaths. No, it'll cause more deaths. 80%.
Okay. Well, 20% of you is going to die. So cool.
It worked out.
Actually, 100% is going to die.
That's true. Who cares? Yeah. I don't mean that. And my words
I
are
care.
Not necessarily Bianca
That's
and
who.
Keith's world.
My headphones went out.
Oh, no. Well, that's about it. That's all I've got to say. Great week of shows. I mean, the guests, it's just been like a 1-2 punch, a jab, a thrust, and then a uppercut, you
oh,
know,
thanks.
The
thanks.
Third punch. And then, I mean, next week will be a kick in the face, I'm sure. It keeps going. And it's been fun.
That's a political cartoon. Somebody's all black and blue and they're like, no, that's a show.
Well, Keith
and
I were
bonus VIP stuff.
We were talking about keeping a schedule and doing OMAT stuff, and we put together a group, an OMAT club for the month of June for people to help them get on schedule, to help them do like some gratitude stuff, some meditation, some procrastination things. So we put that up in the story, keithandthegirl.com/store. But the reason why I'm saying it here also is because you are a VIP listening to this. So check your dashboard. You get a deep discount for being a VIP. And if you're a lifetime member, you get to come in for free. So one is on us. So if you want June to be the one, sign up. We're going to email the lifetime members and check your dashboards for your information.
And don't forget that my birthday is coming up on June 2nd, which is Hemda's half birthday.
Yeah, it's a very special day. It's It's tons and tons of celebrations just for that. Do you have anything that you're going to do? Or are you going to throw yourself? Do you want me to do a magic show for your party?
No, I want to give you the day off because it's your half birthday. Well, that'll be my gift to you.
Thank you.
I don't know. Probably just eat a lot of candy.
Nice. Nice.
You know,
cake. So it's your birthday at my place every day.
Yeah. Exactly. Here too. Yeah. Even more candy than usual, if you can believe it.
You know how you talked about you got new sweatpants? I'm going to need new sweatpants.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, that's another thing. I have been trying so hard to give myself a break about like gaining weight, but it's so hard. Even if you have cancer and it's a pandemic, you could still feel bad about your body and think you're too fat. So thus, it never ends, people.
Yeah, it's weird when, you know, I start thinking, what's going to be the first thing that I do with this pandemic? And my voice in my head goes, well, you better stop by getting on a bike and losing all that weight. Didn't you enjoy pasta during this pandemic? And I'm like, I really like pasta. Pasta to me is like pizza in a different form. It's all the same. I love it.
I love it so much.
So good.
And I feel like, you know, if I never wear shorts again. I never wear shorts again. What are you going to do? You
know? That's one of the good pandemic things. You can only see me from, you know, my chest up. I'm good with that.
Am I right, Keith?
My headphones cut out, ladies.
Oh, okay. That was real. All right. Going to end the show now.
All right.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Hemda. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Keith's dad. Thank you, Keith's brother, Ken. Thank you, Bucho. Thank you, Appiah. Thank you, Lanfear. Thank you, Xerxes. Shout out to Xerxes. My name is Xerxes. Love you so much. Pee on you later. Keith of the girl, that